listening to the sounds. The window's open. Dawn chorus has finished. And sound of the breeze. I like to feel my hair stroked. And when you stroke my bum, it makes me move. Kind of involuntary. I allow my body. I didn't really tell it to move. Closeness of you. Don't worry. If the closeness of my body has done things to yours. Let me find it. Let my hand move across from your chest to your tummy. Let my hand notice that your cock has thickened in a quite wonderful, natural response. Be gentle. Oh yes, I'll be gentle. Just lay there. Feel my gentlest touch, stroking the silky skin of your shaft. The way the veins there feel, and how my hand doesn't quite fit around the girth. I feel you shift a little. You smile as I say this because I am curious as to how you're going to respond. Another kiss on my head and a sigh as my hand searches for your balls. They're soft and warm, yet the skin tightens when I touch, when they cupped to my soft hand. I feel the balls with my fingertips and roll them a little in sack, noticing your breathing a little. A little squeeze, a reassuring one, as I nuzzle my face. I'll giggle softly. You're very hard now, and I know this teases you. Your response. To needing to do something, to wanting to put your cock in something, is building up. But I stroke and hold your shaft, and your hips shift and bounce, and you grip a handful, a large handful of my plump ass. You want me to move. You feel the tip of your dick exposed and wet. And I kiss your chest as my fingertip plays with those droplets and rubs them in. Each kiss of your chest and each touch deliberately synchronized to make you imagine my mouth there. My mouth on your cock. I wait for your request. For the moment you can't hold back. Can't stand it any longer. You need to be strong enough that you dare ask a friend, a bedmate, to help you get off. Oh, your need is getting stronger. But it's more than that. The need to share something. Do you want to share this? Tell me. Tell me. Doesn't have to be words. It's just inferred by the way I kiss. You haven't objected to my intimate touches so far. But you indulge yourself in being touched for as long as you can stand it. Is the pressure of that rock hard erection making you move? Will you turn in bed and face me? Or will you just murmur to me to kiss you? Or will you just blurt out, please, Rosie, suck my cock for me? You know I want you to feel good. The comfort you've given me all night. Keeping me safe, cuddling, relaxing on this short night. That was all the foreplay I needed to surrender. If you want me, if you want me on my back, touching a man. Touching you is exciting. Touching a fully erect man is erotic. And I'm moaning now too. What will we share? What do you need? Show me. Show me what we can have together. I move my head down and kiss that cock. The head, and you feel the liquid there leaked from you by my slightly rough tongue. Lips envelop your head in warmth and wetness. You're partially inside my mouth, and I suck out some more gently because this sensation is new tonight. You squirm. Push back the covers to see my head there. And I take more and more of your cock into my hot, dirty mouth. I moan. You can feel the sound, the deep need of me to taste the man I'm in bed with. Your erection so hard your hips buck involuntarily, and the tip of your cock, still in that vacuum, touches the roof of my mouth. I grunt. Or was that you? My head lifts off and my mouth is visible around you, surrounding you before I plunge my face, my head back down over you. I'm giving you head, as they say. And you're almost helpless to do anything but take it. I see one of your hands grips the covers, and I feel the other hand in my hair. A comforting grip. It's exciting and erotic, for you are much stronger than me, and if you chose to yank my head back, you could easily. My tongue swirls around the head, focusing the suction. The most sensitive part, the joint and the frenulum. I hear you utter fuck. And so I do. I fuck your cock a little faster, with my head bobbing up and down now. I try to glance up at your face, but it's all a blur. My mouth pops as the seal is broken for a moment and my wet lips push tightly over you again. I want this. I'm determined to give you pleasure. I need you to feel as good as you make me feel. Trust me to finish this. Trust me to keep sucking enough. Trust me to make you explode. Your balls are tight, your size are more. Gurgles and gasps. And I need to hear you tell me. Tell me I'm getting you close. It doesn't have to be words. It can just be panting and pained noises. Oh, I love those noises. You know you want it to last, but maybe you also want to finish and come. The two thoughts clash in your mind and you want to fuck me, to push inside my wet pussy too. You need to thrust into my body, where these instincts and feelings just take you over. Suddenly you lift my hair and pull me off your cock with a groan. And I whimper. I want your cock back. I want to taste it. I want to feel when you come in my mouth. You push me back on the bed and lay over me. Your cock red and throbbing in your legs, go between mine and I look at your red face, so turned on, so horny. Your hand briefly touches my pussy to find the slit. Confirm it's soaking wet for you. And then you hold your dick. You grip it and point yourself there. You push it. Your hips are strong and mighty, and you need to give this back to me. You need to give it to me. Oh, oh yes, give it to me. I hold your shoulders. My legs wrap around you, and I'm so hot. You find my deepest spaces. We both moan pleasure. Oh. As we become a couple, one ball of instinctual mating, and I whisper again, please give it to me. And you do. You thrust urgently, and as fast as you dare, try to be gentle, but needing more. I can take it. I can take it. I want you to fuck me the way you need to. Don't stop. Don't hold back. Fuck me. Please fuck me. You have your encouragement and your permission. Moan in your ear with deep pleasure to be taken and to give myself to you. It's fucking amazing. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, meaning thrust, 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 thrust. And I take everything you can give me and I relish it. And I close my eyes and hold you against me. Ecstatic to be this close to being filled by your white, hot cum. I tighten my hold of you, I tighten my pussy, I tighten to think it'll be coated in wave after wave of your essence. Yes, 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 yes. Don't stop, don't fucking stop. I need it, I want it, I need you to come inside me. Oh, you sexy fuck, you sexy fucker. Oh, I know you'd cry out. As your balls feel that pressure shoot through them, and your cock rushes with fluid, making me wetter and wetter and wetter. You gasp after that rush. You look bright red too. But I smile up at you. God, yes. That was you. You really gave it to me, baby. You fucker. You woman fucker, pussy fucker. I needed that. Oh, I really need that. Just lay there.